All right, Veronica, this is the age of the digital download. Do you still have your CD collection?
What I have is a bunch of CDs rattling around my car in various stages of gouges and scratches. And if I want to hear one, I really want to hear one. I hope to God that this is not one of the gouged or scratched ones.
It doesn't skip repeatedly. Yeah, I listen pretty much just in the car. I've got the collection. I've got the CD player. They're mostly dust collectors in the house. You too?
Pretty much.
Well, we're speaking blasphemy to our next guest. We have Stephen Hayden with us. He's based in Appleton. He's a contributing writer for Grantland, where he wrote a piece on the case for CDs. Stephen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot of people are not paying attention to their CDs, even giving up their collections in favor of listening online. Not you. Tell us about your CD collection.
Well, I truly am a sick man. I would guess in the neighborhood of like 5,000 CDs.
Wow.
Going back to, I started buying CDs when I was 14, and I'm 37 now, and I still buy CDs. That's my preferred way of buying music. I mean, I still will, get downloads, and I buy vinyl records, and I stream music and all that, but I still like the CD format, and I'm sure it's partly nostalgia, but I also do think that there are inherent qualities to the format that I like that has kept me buying discs.
Yeah, tell us about some of those qualities because I've heard of fanatical devotion to vinyl. I haven't yet heard this argument made for CDs. So, what do you think CDs have going for them?
Well, when we talk about the vinyl era, talking about the 60s and 70s and 80s, artists back then made records knowing that they were going to be on vinyl records, and that ended up influencing the type of records that they made. So, for instance, albums back then tended to be between 30 and 40 minutes. People would think in terms of like LP sides, so they would, construct the track listing to fall a certain way. And then when CDs came about, that similarly influenced the art, like the physical format influenced the art. So, one example of that would be that in the 90s, you had exploding, running times. Like, albums got to be really long. And sometimes, they'd be like 16 to 18 tracks and push, the 80-minute mark. And, that's not necessarily a good thing for a lot of artists. However, there are a lot of records from that time that I think did utilize that format really well. They would create these albums that were like immersive experiences where, there'd be hidden tracks and skits and like interstitial material connecting the tracks. And I would argue that for albums like that, the CD format works really well, and just in a similar way that certain albums maybe work better on vinyl.
Are there a
Now,
couple albums that work particularly well for you that it feels wrong to listen to them any other way?
well, I think that there's a lot of rap records from that era that like work better on CD, like like the first De La Soul record, Three
Yep.
Feet High and Rising. There's a lot of skits on that record. And, you can obviously stream 3 Feet High and Rising, or you can listen to it, on MP3s or whatever. But, if you have the option to skip skits, I think most people will take that option. They're just going to go right to the songs that they like. And, obviously you can listen to music any way you want to, but I think that there is something to be said for appreciating the album as it was made by the creators, and the CD format, I think, makes that a little bit easier.
I appreciate that point, and I don't want to be a bummer, but I keep reading that CDs are kind of doomed, that they're degrading rapidly, more rapidly than other mediums for listening to music. Are you worried that your CD collection is sort of crumbling under your feet?
Well,
Sorry.
but we're all crumbling,
That's
we're
true.
all, we're all falling apart.
That's
So,
deep.
I think that at some point in the very far future, I will die and my CDs will still be here, and hopefully someone will be around to take them from me. But no, but you're right. And also, there's not just the fact that CDs can break down. There's the fact that CD sales are plummeting each year, and at some point you would believe you got to think that we're not going to be producing CDs anymore. It's just not going to be financially smart to do it. One of the points in my story was the fact that we talk about the vinyl revival, like more people are buying vinyl records now, you know, after a time when people thought that vinyl was going to be, you know, basically extinct. And CDs don't have the same cachet as vinyl. You know, they're not as, you know, they're not as considered a sexy thing to collect for music fans. But I want to stick up for CDs because I think there is something to them that makes them fun to collect. And if I'm the last person that is buying CDs, then so be it.
Stephen, good luck with your collection, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
That's Stephen Hayden of Appleton. He's a staff writer for Grantland.